Just addressing a few of the points which have been made, and we will address a number of them later. First, I do not intend to attend the Washington meeting, which doesn't mean that this meeting should not send a strong signal, both on trade, the round, and trade finance. There happens to be other ways to be present than to be physically present. They call it networking. We are working hard on that with a huge number of friends within the G20. Second, the meeting this morning was not a meeting with members. It was a technical meeting with practitioners specialized, and I can tell you I was a banker in a past life, but it was a very technical meeting. And if there are, and I understand there are, messages for international financial institutions, and I mentioned that in my introduction, these international financial institutions are member-driven, just like the WTO is member-driven. So members here present have the whole of the available channels which members of these international financial institutions have in order to direct their operations in one direction. What we can do in WTO is complement what members do, raise awareness, put a bit of public attention on this, but at the end of the day, these international financial institutions will take the decisions which their board will take, and you are the members of these boards. Three, on the general discussion about trade opening and regulating, without departing from my, I hope, well-known neutrality, let's intellectually at least make a difference between opening on the one side or not opening and regulating or not regulating on the other side. You can open and regulate, you can open and deregulate, you can close and regulate, and you can close and deregulate. Trade opening is one thing. Regulating the sectors which you have opened in such a manner that your domestic operators and foreign operators are treated the same way is something which is fairly common. So at least for the sake of the intellectual argument, I think there should be no sort of confusion between these two notions. Three, and I'm notably responding to the Turkish intervention. Our relationship with the BIS in this field is the relationship not to the BIS as the central bank of the central banks, which it is not finance-wise. The BIS finance-wise is a clearing house for the central banks, but it is not the central bank of the central banks, as if there was a sort of lender of last resort above the central bank that could provide more finance. Our relationship with the BIS is the relationship with the BIS constellation, which is BIS as a regulator, notably with the Basel II standard. And this question will be followed up, as a number of other questions which are being dealt with by the task force, in the next session of the working group on trade, debt and finance. This specific issue is on the agenda of this meeting, which will be the normal subcommittee for following up on the task force work, but I'm perfectly ready to do sort of periodic reviews of the situation under the mandate I have given to this internal and international task force, starting, by the way, with the general next General Council meetings. Thank you for your attention.